So I was just thinking, right? I saw a police car just passed me by, and you know, I parked in respect for whatever emergencies that the police are going in for. I'm not sure if in Iowa it is a law that you have to stop. I'm not quite sure. Either way, I think it's just a good thing to kind of step back and let someone in emergencies go ahead first. It's very common in Nigeria where elders, pregnant women, children tend to be allowed first in the line. So if I'm online, I've done that several times, I'll allow an older person. So, you know, I said, you know what? If you are a regular listener to this show and maybe you understand, maybe you don't. I thought maybe it's a good thing. Like, maybe I should make clear. I can't even talk. I've been working the last night. By the way, I work nights. And yeah, it get used to. But I like it better. I like nights more better. My wife doesn't though. Anyways, so as someone who believes in total freedom, total non-violence, so I don't believe in government. It's not, I don't believe in the things that the government does. So in education, hospitals, roads, I believe in all of those. Absolutely. What I don't believe in, what I don't agree on, is the means. Is the means. Government uses violence to achieve these things, to get these things for us. That's what I'm against. I am an entrepreneur. I'm into real estate. Back in Nigeria, not something big, something small. And I have an upcoming website, Home Away From Home, that should be, we're getting a couple pages ready for beta launch. So I believe in those things. What I don't believe in is the means. So I don't believe that I should use violence to achieve those things for myself. But you know, either in my personal life or a concept like government. So that's what I'm against. I'm against the method. So that's why nonprofits are anything outside than government, not anything. Some, there are people that use violence, such as criminals, to achieve their aim. What I was trying to say was nonprofits organizations, the Red Cross, the Blue Moon or something, whatever organization it is, Water Aid, these people uses voluntary means to achieve these aims, such as providing water, Habitat for Humanity, providing houses. They get these things through peaceful means, so through donation, through volunteering. That's how they achieve these things. They use peaceful means. Government? No. Government uses taxes. They use regulation. All force. Like, you don't have an option. There's no... You know what? I don't agree that my money should go towards abortion. Or that I agree that my money should go towards abortion. Like, either way, whether you agree or not, you have to pay. You don't have a choice. And you know what is a little funny? In our personal life, peaceful people don't... Like, we don't we don't interact like that with people. So I don't come to you and say, all right, we don't agree on something, but you have to do how I want it. No agreement, nothing. Like, I didn't sign, you and I haven't signed an agreement or anything like that. We just happen to be in the same compound. But somehow you have to do something that I want. People don't do that. We don't do that. But somehow, people don't see that in government. That's what I believe in. I don't think people see that. Like, yeah, you know, government is force. Yeah, let's do it. I don't think people are like that. I think people just don't see it. Don't see the violence in government. So government is violence. And so it uses force. It uses violence to achieve its objective. That's what I'm against. I'm against anyone who uses force to achieve anything. And that is the ultimate. Peaceful. That's my ultimate goal as far as this podcast is concerned. Preach peaceful means to myself. I'm doing this for myself. Whenever I make this podcast, I'm liking it. It makes me happy. So, all right. I don't want to get too delirious on you. Whatever that word means. I need to go get some sleep. So, thank you. And I'll talk to you again soon.